I have Meg and Elizabeth Weaver sitting in the studio with me, finally, after all this time.
Yes, all this time.
We finally get to do a radio show together. So, and I'm so glad to have you here, and I know that you have some live music that you're going to play. Mm-hmm. So I guess I wanted to ask you, basically, how you got your, like, how did you get into music? How did you get in the music mess? I love asking people that.
The music mess.
The music mess. How did you get into the music mess?
It's kind of a funny story, I guess. Do you remember those ab roller things that you could do, crunches and lose weight?
Yeah.
Well, when I was 15 years old, I asked for one of those for Christmas, and my friend Trisha, she had a guitar, and I had given up on the ab roller and decided to ask her if I could trade her that for her guitar, and I taught myself how to play, and that's pretty much how that started.
Wow.
And I've been playing ever since, so...
Are you originally from here?
I'm from New Hamburg.
Okay.
So basically.
Yeah.
But, it was great growing up there.
Yeah, New Hamburg is great. I had good friends of my friend, Tanya Fike, is originally from New Hamburg. She's a teacher.
Okay.
And her sister, Kim. So, yeah, it's a lovely little town. It's very nice. And it's not that far away either. Just down the road. Who do you like? Who did you grow up listening to? Who gives you your standards and attitudes?
I was a huge fan of Hole and Nirvana.
Yeah.
I loved L7, all of them. So, like, a lot of the angsty Riot Girl type music.
Angsty girls?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh. And also Fiona Apple.
Fiona Apple was definitely a huge influence on me for definitely my singing style. And I'm a huge fan of her writing capability is amazing.
She is amazing. I've been to these. You have these sort of loft concerts. Do you still have those?
Like in my attic?
Yes.
I haven't had a house concert recently, and I am getting a roommate, so I will be losing the attic space for that, but it's been really fun to have had those, and I'm sure I'll still have parties where live music will happen, but it won't be as loud.
And you also do the occasional open mic at the Boathouse, right?
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Let's give a shout out to the Boathouse too.
Yay.
How does open mic work?
Well, basically you come in and you put your name on a list and you perform. And actually the Boathouse open mic, for the past 4 years I've been religiously going there, and it's a great testing ground to really, really get your performing down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really been a great community, being inspired by so many people in this town. It's ridiculous how much talent there is. It's a little overwhelming, really.
Yeah. who kind of helped you take your first steps?
Well, I would say definitely Carrie Finch from Iris. Like, even before I started really going to the Boathouse, like, she would always be like, I know you play guitar, why don't you play here? And so she would get me out there. And I would say definitely she's probably one of the main reasons why I actually started performing. We actually had a job together. We worked at Walmart Portrait Studio before she even did anything with Iris or anything like that. And, so she started Iris, and she would get me out there.
Yeah.
And,
she was here, too. I remember she was... I was doing a palindrome session. This is the first time I ever met her. And she wanted to interview Brent Hagerman and the guys from the Jolly Mamas.
Okay.
And she had so much energy. It was like, wow, who is this? She reminds me of a young me. Holy mackerel. And she's really taken off. So, you know, with Velvet Rope and everything else that she does. So, hi, Care, if you're listening. I don't know if you are or not. But hi, sweetie.
Hello.
We love you. I have some more questions for you too. But why don't we? Would you like to play something live?
Yeah, I would love to.
Okay. Well, you just let me know when you're ready, and we'll do it. I'll let you just take over.
Okay, I'm ready. This song's called Hero. Just grammatically correct.
Oh my God, that was awesome. I need to, and for those of you just tuning in and you were wondering who that amazing voice was, that was the voice of Megan Elizabeth Weaver, who's my special guest here today on Coral FM. Megan, how do you write? I love asking people this.
Oh gosh. Well, basically I come up with the guitar first. There's usually a riff I like, and then I play it over and over again obsessively. And I kind of just start singing along with it. And I find the melody more like humming and gibberish noises. My neighbors must love me. And then, like, all of a sudden I'll start, like, doing some kind of free association words that come out. And then all of a sudden these weird phrases come out of nowhere. And I'm like, oh, I really like that phrase. And then I'll build around that. And then it has a theme. So it's kind of like this subconscious flow that kind of comes out.
Do you read a lot?
Yes, I do.
Do you have favorite authors? Just
curious.
Oh, I
love Catherine Mansfield. She's one of my favorites.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a book, actually, it's more of a fiction, but it's loosely based on her life. It's called Thieves. Oh, and I can't remember the author, but I know that she's actually from Guelph, but it's a fantastic book. One of my favorites.
So. Okay. Do you have... The first time I saw you, it was perform. It was at one of your attic concerts, and something... Edith Piaf came to me for some reason.
Oh, I love her.
Edith Piaf and Marie Mathieu.
Oh,
the French singer from the 60s. So
yeah.
You have that sort of essence at times as well, sort of, you know.
Thank you very much.
Kind of chic
and
vintage.
I actually recently memorized Le Vie en Rose.
Really?
Yeah, and I want to actually sing it, but I need somebody to play it for me.
Oh, so. Talk to one of your musicians pals. I'm sure they would.
Somebody message me.
Somebody message Megan, and she needs someone to help her play Le Vie en Rose. Should we play one of your picks, some musical
Please
picks?
Please do.
Okay. Why do you like this song so much?
Gosh, it really strikes a chord within me. The National is an incredible band. Their lyrics are fantastic. I think the main part I like about this song, too, is the drum beat, as well as the beginning is, like, a lot of woodwinds.
Okay.
And it's like, and then the drum kicks in. It's just, I could listen to the song over and over and over and over again.
Okay, this is The National, The Geese of Beverly Road on Coral FM.
Thank you.
So that was the National. And the Geese of Beverly Road here on Coral FM. It's Megan Elizabeth Weaver's special request. Should I keep calling you Megan Elizabeth Weaver, just Megan?
I don't mind. Either or.
Megan. And she is here. We are here in the studio because I've always wanted to have Megan as a guest for the longest time, actually. Just to let people know, do you have some gigs coming up?
I do. On June 21st at Cafe Pyrus, I get to open for Wax Mannequin.
Oh,
which
neat!
Which is awesome because I love Wax Mannequin. I've been seeing his shows for years. I actually have his shirt. And so when I was asked by Richard Garvey to play and open for him, I was pretty ecstatic. So that's the one thing that's coming up. There are some other things that are brewing too, but actually, June 20th, I'm going to be singing at City Hall as well in the afternoon. And there are some other things that we're working on. But you can check out my Facebook page.
Yes, she does.
You can like Megan Weaver if you want to.
would be
neat.
Yep, that would be neat. And everybody likes you. So that, I think the plan is to make Kitchener into Austin, Texas, North. That's the plan. Live music, a live music cornucopia.
That's, I like it.
That's the plan. So you'll probably be a major part of that. And speaking of music, so do you have some more music you would like to play?
I do. This is a very new song, and I probably shouldn't be playing it on the radio. but it's called The Outskirts, and I'm going to try it, so
okay.
I hope I don't mess it up.
Sure.
Forgive me if I do. Thing. Could it lead me past the outskirts of town? Way beyond, far beyond, oh, I recognize beyond, recognize. I want to go. I wish to leave. I wish to go. I want to leave. Take my body where it wants to be. Take my body where it wants to be. Take my body where it wants to be. Cautious to care, to undeniably unaware, tricky, 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 tricky thoughts, tricky, 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 tricky thoughts. I want to go. I wish to leave. I wish to go. I want to leave. Take my body where it wants to be. Take my body where it wants to be. Take my body where it wants to be.
That was great. Yay. You have this great vocal timbre. It's lovely. It's sort of, it's very sensual. And it's got this, I don't know, richness, robustness to it. So,
Thank you.
Wow. is there another song you'd like to play before we
before
we finish out here?
This song is called Holy Crow.
Okay.
It's actually, my old boss used to say that phrase constantly, so I decided to make a song. Die by the old steel bridge where all our troubles swim with the fish and all the golden cornstalk walks wilted, crushed into the muck. Into the muck. They'll take what you leave behind. They'll take what you leave behind. They'll take. What are you? Holy crow in the middle of the morning, snowing you had just come to worship. Here's cold. Now the river bends with the truth, and nothing left but the gray clouds to view. And the only company is the crows, the crows and you, the crows and you. They'll take what you leave behind, they'll take what you leave behind, they'll take. What are you? Oh, holy crow in the middle of the morning, snowing you just got to worship. And now your lips standing on, putting on those gravel shoulders as the cars whip by. When no one you recognize, there's nothing left for company but those old black crows. There's nothing left for company but those crows. They're circling the gray sky.
It takes a lot out of you, doesn't it?
It does.
I can say, you should, listeners, you can't see, but she's flushed. I mean, you really get into your songs. What goes through your mind when you're singing? Are you playing a character in your songs or not?
I'm kind of like overtaken most of the time.
Yeah, it seems like that.
I enter a different world. It's pretty awesome.
It's pretty cool, I have to say.
It's kind of creepy, though, sometimes. I think I creep people out a little bit. It's almost like being possessed by... I don't know. It feels so good, like the sound coming out of my body, too. So it just, it's, I love doing it.
Well, that was amazing. Do you have another song that you want me to call up on YouTube?
Ah, yes.
One more song?
Yeah, Anne Broom. A-N-E-B-R-U-M.
Okay.
The song is called Do You Remember?
Okay.
I love her voice. And again, there's an awesome drum beat in the song, too, so.
Okay, we're going to play some Anne Broom just for you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being my guest. You can come drop by the studio anytime.
I would love to.
This would be great.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. This is Anne Broom, Do You Remember, for my pal Megan Elizabeth Weaver on Coral FM.
to believe that the other wants only what's good for you.
That was Anne Brun. Swedish, right?
Yes, I believe she's Swedish.
Swedish girl. And you wanted to mention one more thing, which is a very important thing, I think.
Yeah, I do have an EP that was recorded and produced by Russell Jennison, and you can get it at Encore Records, or you can also get it off of iTunes. It's also at Sunrise in Fairview Park Mall.
Okay.
So you can check that out.
And you have a Facebook page?
I do. Yep. You could like Megan Weber. I'm in the process of figuring out a website.
So. Okay. Yeah. Here's something I think you might like. This is a woman, she's Stratford, like she has won awards from Stratford, the Trilum Guthrie Awards and stuff for her work.
Excellent.
She plays the fiddle. She's Toronto based, but she's in Stratford a fair bit. Her name's Anna Atkinson. And she's on Aporia Records, and I think she's amazing. So this is Days Like Cinnamon. This is for you, Megan, from
Excellent.
Me.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Those days were like cinnamon, so sweet. Brown like the grass and our shoulders and the truck stop coffee. As ghost trains whizzed by, we were terrified, my love, but no matter. Night we went walking, so clumsy and long, could have leaned myself forward and balanced on one leg, just like a figure skater, graceful and sweet when you kissed me.
afternoon, and we almost forgot. We were terrified, my love, but no matter.
Well, I remember the back streets of Naples and two children begging in rags, both touched with a burning ambition to shake off their lowly bone tags. They try. So look into my face, Marie Claire. Remember just who you are. But then go and forget me forever. But I know you still bear the scars deep inside. I know where you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed. Oh yes, and I know the thoughts that surround you, 'cause I can look inside your.
Peter Sarsgaard, and Where Do You Go To, My Lovely? And Megan is still here.
I'm still here.
She's still here. Take over.
Okay. On the spot. Just want to say thank you so much, Coral, for having me. I really, really appreciate this. There's some really cool things going on in Kitchener. This Friday, it is the Nighttime Art Market, which I get to be part of as well. So from 4 till midnight, they're closing down King Street. Check it out. There's some amazing artwork. There's going to be music, all of that fun stuff. Also, I'm going to shamelessly plug my YouTube videos as well, which we're going to play one song called Severe that was produced by Russell and written by moi. And the video was filmed in Etobicoke by a coworker of mine, Jessica Devick. She's now living in Toronto, and she's an incredible vintage film photographer, but she did use digital for this video. She did for the whole first half is stop motion, and then we use smoke bombs, and there, you'll be able to figure out the part where the smoke bomb goes off, I'm sure.
Wow. Do you want to talk about your other identity? Because you're also you're an avid photographer.
I love cameras and photogging.
Years ago, I was taking photography when I was in journalism, I had a pinhole camera.
Yes.
Those are awesome. What's your favorite type of photography to do?
I love medium format film. I have a huge collection of old camera machines that I like to use on a regular basis. I love 35mm as well, too, but I'm definitely an analog photographer. Although, if I'm shooting something professionally, it's very convenient to have digital, and there are bonuses in both parts, but I tend to prefer the natural chemical reaction of light on silver nitrate.
Yeah.
I think there's a magic to film where you don't really necessarily know what you get until you develop it. So
there is a magic in the darkroom. I used to do these old black and whites, and I do high contrast black and whites, and you'd soak it in the fixer and all this kind of stuff. Oh my God.
There's nothing like seeing the image rise on that paper.
Right before you develop before your eyes. It is like magic. Here is Severe from Megan Weaver on Coral FM.
Never been a calmer sight than the girl with metal eyes. Golden stealing bullet scars, tough as nails, no compromise. I have never been so severe. I have never been so severe. In the waking moon of night, bitter legs take cautious flight. On the stage of dim lit trees, takes a girl her treasury. Far from his old trickery. All the farther away.
Wow, that was Megan Weaver. Severe. That was awesome. And you're still here. Well, you're here. You're still here. Why don't we, a very good pal of both of ours just called the station. Well, she just called my cell phone, and that's Joyce Domingo. Hi, Joycey.
Hi,
Java.
Hi, Joyce.
Hi, Joyce, and hi, Nathan.
I love all the Domingos.
Yes, all the Domingos are awesome. So I'm going to finish off here. It's been so much fun having you as a guest. You're welcome to come back anytime.
Thank you so much. It's great, and it's not as nerve-wracking as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I try and make it fun for people.
It was fun.
Next week on the show, I know I have Noel Edison coming in here from the Allura Music Festival. He's going to be my special guest at 5 o'clock. And I may have someone at 4:30. I'm not sure yet. But this is another CD that... I love. It's called The Painted Caravan. It's a Peter Ulrich collaboration. He's a good friend of mine. He used to be the drummer from Dead Can Dance. The Peter Ulrich collaboration is getting rave reviews, and they are now going to stand it up on its feet as a live show. And they're also working on a sequel to The Painted Caravan as we speak. So they want to perform Painted Caravan in England, hopefully New York, Paris, and maybe Canada. We're working on that as we speak. So here from The Painted Caravan is my good pal Peter Ulrich. This is Coral FM signing off with my very special guest, Megan Elizabeth Weaver. We'll be back next week between 4 and 6. Coming up at 6 o'clock, the Starlight Cafe is back. The boys will be playing an hour of reggae. And then at 7 o'clock, it's PJ with No Crap Radio from 7 to 9. And then at 9 o'clock, it's Rebel Time Music, 9 to 10. And then at 10 o'clock, it's Madison and the Halfway House on Sound FM. So... you want to know all the new shows? Check out our website at Sound FM. This is Coral FM signing off.
This is the story of Bruce Wallace and my brave Scott lads. Fearless and glad to test dark England's might. Friends turned false, soldiers crept through the night and surprised us in the glade. Red coat's blade sent me to endless need. When they cut us down, I didn't make a sound except to call your name, Kathleen. And I hope I did you proud. I know our love survives. We will love again in this or other skin. This is the story of men, great men I have served, fighting for the soul of Mexico. Under freedom's sun, we battled well, battled with sword and with gun. But they tricked us with truces and murdered us. They butchered everyone. When they shot us down, I did not make a sound except to call your name, Rosa. And I hope I did you proud. I know our love survives. We will love again in this or other skin. This is the story of me, comrades in arms. Fight for our soil, fight for our liberty. We were Hansing's band. We fought long before the warlord's hand. Then they held us in our blood-watered China's ancient land. When they shot us down, I did not make a sound except to call your name, you and I hope.
vibes. We will live again in this or other skin. This is the story I tell my mates and I. Tigers in the air. When suddenly I fell, traces ripped my plane. I fought hard, I fought through all the pain. But it was time to die, to plunge from London's deadly sky. When they shot me down, I didn't make a sound, except to call your name, Mary. I hope I did you proud. I know our love survived. We will live again in this or other skin. This is the story told me and I. We came from the church when white rose blocked the road, pulled us from my car. Willie broke free, but Willie didn't get far. And then they did a scene on Willie's skin. When they shot us down, I did not make a sound, except to call your name, Laura. I hope I did you proud. I know our love survives. We will love again in this other skin.